local police criticized. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. A Texas House committee has released a preliminary report into the Uvalde school massacre. It criticizes both state and federal law enforcement in addition to local police for allowing the scene to continue for more than an hour before taking out the gunman.
The state's report says the teen fired some 100 rounds in 3 minutes' time before the first cops even arrived. So the committee says that it is hard to gauge whether this fumbled police response cost more lives, but it did conclude that it's plausible some people could have survived if they didn't have to wait some 73 minutes for rescue.
Fox's Casey Stigo in Uvalde. The report cited systemic failures in the response to the shooting that left 21 people dead. President Biden's approval rating falls again, according to the latest poll.
While the new Fox News poll shows the president's job approval at 40%, down from 43% last month, Democrats still heavily support him. But moderates, voters under 30, and independents are each disapproving by more than 60%. Independents are showing a tendency to lean conservative. Right now, 28% say they favor Republicans. Only 12% say they back Democrats. 48% of independents say they are still undecided. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A primetime hearing Thursday will offer the most compelling evidence yet of then-President Trump's dereliction of duty on the day of the January 6th attack. That is according to the House committee investigating last year's attack. GOP Representative Adam Kinzinger says the hearing's going to open people's eyes in a big way. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Firefighters are struggling to contain wildfires in France and Spain as Europe wilts under an extreme heat wave. Two blazes have been consuming pine forests south of the city of Bordeaux. Pope Francis will soon be visiting our neighbor to the north.
Pope Francis on Sunday asked for prayers for his upcoming trip to Canada. There he plans to apologize for the abuses inflicted on the indigenous peoples there at the hands of the Catholic Church. Addressing the throngs in St. Peter's Square, the pontiff said that some members of religious institutions contributed to the policies of cultural assimilation in the past that gravely damaged the native communities. The Pope's seven-day trip to Canada begins next Sunday. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Police in Washington, D.C. say two off-duty officers saw a man wielding a handgun in public last night. One of the officers fired at the man, killing him. Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti.
What we could see, at least from a preliminary review of videotape, is an armed individual pointing a gun. We're not exactly sure who the gun was being pointed at, but pointed a gun when our officers took action in this case.
It's unknown if the armed man ever fired. Authorities are searching for Michael Grand Asman, a suspected criminal who may be hiding in the mountains of Utah. Fox 13's Jenna Bree reports.
Police say they have no clear idea where the suspect Michael Grant Asman might be, and they are searching far and wide for him. Local authorities looking here in Wasatch County and the U.S. Marshals Service focusing their search out in California, where Asman has visited frequently. Police want campers to be on the lookout for Asman, as he's known to go up in the mountains, but campers we talked to today say they had no idea the danger they might be in.
Asman is on the run after being accused of murdering his girlfriend, Julianne Burns. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.